September 14th through 20th. 3 Nephi chapters 8 through 11. Arise and come forth unto me. Read 3 Nephi chapters 8 through 11 with the children you teach in mind. The ideas in this outline can help guide your preparation. Invite sharing. Show a picture of Jesus Christ appearing in the Americas, like the one in this week's outline, and come follow me for individuals and families. Invite the children to point out details in the picture and share something they know about the story being depicted. Teach the doctrine. Younger children. 3 Nephi chapters 8 through 11. Jesus Christ invites me to come to him. You may not be able to share with the children all the details of the Savior's appearance to the people of Nephi, but you can help them feel the love he showed the people in 3 Nephi chapters 8 through 11. Possible activities. Tell the children about the storms and darkness described in 3 Nephi chapter 8, being careful not to scare or upset them. You could use chapter 42, The Signs of Christ's Crucifixion. See Book of Mormon Stories, pages 117 through 119, or the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. Ask the children how they might feel if they had been in those storms and darkness. Explain that the storms and darkness were signs that Jesus had died, and show a picture of the crucifixion. See Gospel Art Book number 57. Then read 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 13. What did Jesus say he would do for those who repented? Help the children understand that the word heal in this verse means that Jesus would forgive them. Display the picture in this week's outline and come follow me for individuals and families while you describe in your own words the resurrected Savior's appearance to the Nephites and Lamanites. Read short passages from 3 Nephi chapter 11 that will help them feel the sacredness of this event. Invite them to close their eyes and imagine how they would feel if they got to see Jesus. Or show the first minute of the video, My Joy is Full. See churchofjesuschrist.org. Tell the children about how you feel when you read and ponder these events. Testify that Jesus wants us all to come unto him and feel his love. Complete the activity page with the children. 3 Nephi chapter 10, verses 4 through 6. Jesus protects his people as a hen protects her chicks. The image of a hen gathering her chicks can teach the children about the comfort and protection the Savior offers if we will come unto him. Possible activities. Show a picture of a hen caring for her chicks. Read 3 Nephi chapter 10, verse 6, and tell the children about how a hen calls to her chicks and protects them under her wings when there is danger. Discuss how Jesus is like the hen and we are like the chicks. How can we come to him to find safety? Place a picture of Jesus on a wall. Invite the children to walk around the classroom as you read 3 Nephi chapter 10, verse 4 out loud. Tell them to move toward the picture of Jesus when they hear the words gathered or gather. Repeat this activity as you read verses 5 and 6. Share with the children how you have come to the Savior for safety, and testify that he will protect us from spiritual dangers as we keep his commandments. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 21 through 26. Jesus Christ wants me to be baptized. The children you teach are preparing to be baptized. Christ's teachings in these passages can help them know why baptism is important. Possible activities. Read 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 21 through 26, and invite the children to stand up every time they hear the word, baptize. Explain that Jesus taught us the right way to be baptized. Show a picture of a child being baptized. See Gospel Art Book number 104. If the children have seen a baptism before, invite them to describe what they saw. Who performed the baptism, and how did he do it? In advance, invite a father of one of the children to attend your class and share with the children why it is important that we are baptized by immersion by someone who holds the priesthood. He could also explain to the children what will happen when they are baptized and the blessings they will receive. Encourage him to use 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 23 through 26 in his explanation. Teach the doctrine. Older children. 3 Nephi chapters 8 through 11. When I am in darkness, Jesus Christ can be my light. One powerful message of these chapters is that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and he can be the light of our lives. Possible activities. Read together 3 Nephi chapter 8, verses 5 through 7, 11 through 23, and chapter 10, verses 9 through 13. If possible, darken the room as you read. Pause the reading occasionally and ask the children how it might have felt to experience these events. Read with the children some of the words Jesus Christ spoke to the people while they were in darkness. See 3 Nephi chapter 9, verses 13 through 14 and verse 18. Why did Jesus Christ call himself the light of the world? What did Jesus invite the people, and us, to do so he can be our light? See 3 Nephi chapter 9, verses 20 through 22. Show the children a map of the world and help them find Jerusalem and the Americas. Explain that the destruction described in 3 Nephi chapter 8 was a sign to the people in the Americas that Jesus Christ had been crucified in Jerusalem. Read together 3 Nephi chapter 11 verses 1 through 15 and ask the children to tell you when they find something in these verses that helps them feel God's love. Share verse 37 and testify that the Savior loves all children. Bear your testimony about the truth of what you are reading. 3 Nephi chapter 11 verses 1 through 8. I can learn to recognize God's voice in my life. At first, the people did not understand the voice they heard from heaven. What can the children learn from this account about receiving revelation? Possible activities. Read 3 Nephi chapter 11 verses 1 through 4 with the children, pausing to ask questions like, "Why do you think the people couldn't understand the voice?" Then ask them to read verses 5 through 7 to find out what the people did that helped them understand the voice in their hearts. How can we try to listen to God when He speaks to our hearts through the Holy Ghost? Play a recording of a hymn or children's song softly so that it is difficult to hear. Ask the children if they can understand the words of the song. Then help the children search 3 Nephi chapter 11 verse 3 for descriptions of the voice from heaven. Why doesn't God speak to us in a loud or harsh voice? What can we do to hear Him better? Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to tell someone about Jesus' visit to the Americas, if possible, someone who does not already know about it. Improving our teaching. Address disruptions with love. Quote, "Sometimes a child acts in ways that disrupt the learning of others in the class. When this happens, be patient, loving, and understanding about the challenges the child may be facing. If the child causing disruptions has special needs, talk to the ward or state disability specialist or visit disabilities.churchofjesuschrist.org to find out how you can better meet those needs." End quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 26.